God is a thought. God is a name. God is an idea. But its reference is to something that transcends all thinking. The ultimate mystery of being is beyond all categories of thought. My friend Heinrich Zimmer of years ago used to say, the best things can't be told because they transcend thought. The second best are misunderstood because those are the thoughts that are supposed to refer to that which can't be thought about, you know? And one gets stuck with the thoughts. The third best are what we talk about, you see? And myth is that field of reference, metaphors referring to what is absolutely transcendent.
What can't be known.
What can't be known.
Or can't be named.
Yes.
Except in our own feeble attempt to clothe it in language.
And the ultimate word in our language for that which is transcendent is God.
Do you remember what went through your mind the first time you saw Michelangelo's creation?
By the time I became aware of that, my notion of divinity was not quite so personal, you know? The idea of God, that he's a bearded old man of some kind with certain not very pleasant temperament. That is, I would say, a sort of materialistic way of talking about the transcendent.
There's just the opposite of it, found on an island in the harbor of Bombay from around the 8th century.